Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of July 2018. Supreme Court has granted interim relief to several judicial officers of subordinate judiciary vying for appointment as district judges through direct recruitment. Supreme Court has expressed concern over incidents of mob killings in India triggered by messages spread through social media and said it appears that no one is bothered. Supreme Court has slammed Center, Uttar Pradesh government and Tajdrupisium zone, TJZ, authority for their failure to restore the pristine glory of Taj Mahal and asked what would happen if UNESCO withdraws the World Heritage Site tag of the iconic monument. Supreme Court has directed the director of Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to appear before it, after noting that the investigations in the alleged extrajudicial encounter killings in Manipur were taking an unduly long time. Supreme Court has admitted a writ petition filed by a Buddhist petitioner and tagged it along with 13 other appeals pending against a 2010 verdict of the Allahabad High Court. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that post office is not liable to pay damages for delay in delivery of speed post, postal articles in light of Section 6 of the Indian Post Office Act, 1898. Bombay High Court has observed that prescribing medicines to patients without diagnosis amounted to culpable negligence. Delhi High Court has said that land can be utilized for constructing houses for homeless people or building hospitals and other basic infrastructure facilities instead of allotting it for making graveyards. Hyderabad High Court has said that if necessary it would summon Assembly Secretary and Law Secretary and would also implead Speaker S. Madhusudhan Acheri in the contempt case in a matter relating to Assembly membership of two Congress legislators. Orissa High Court has stayed the imposition of safeguard duty on imported solar panels until the 20th of August. Bombay High Court has upheld constitutional validity of the conditions imposed by Maharashtra government upon medical aspirants seeking admissions under the state quota. Bombay High Court has held that a convict confined to open prison can be released on furlough by the sanctioning authority by doing away with the requirement of execution of bond by the relatives of the convict. Madras High Court has dismissed an appeal filed by Hyundai Motor India Limited, assailing the decision of Competition Commission of India to investigate the company for alleged anti-competitive practices related to spare parts sale and after sale service. Bombay High Court has asked Maharashtra Government and Directorate of Education to call for compliance reports from all educational institutes and universities in the state on facilities provided to disabled students. Delhi High Court has slammed Delhi police for forcibly separating an interfaith couple despite knowing well that the Muslim woman is above 21 years and had married the Hindu man of her own free will. Uttarakhand High Court has lamented the hampering of legal proceedings caused by delay on state's part to file its replies and affidavits and issue directions to mend the situation. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has held the conduct of Star India Private Limited and Sony Pictures Network Private Limited in allegedly using reference interconnect offer, RIO. Agreement with highly onerous terms as a mechanism of refusal to deal to be prima facie an anti-competitive practice. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has upheld Competition Commission of India's penalty of 6,300 crore rupees on 11 cement companies. CBDT has directed the Income Tax Department to ensure filing all its petitions before the NCLT by next month to recover due taxes worth crores of rupees from a number of deregistered shell or dummy companies.